Okay, we're here with Lauren Turner with No Dream Deferred Production Company. Lauren is directing a double feature of plays by Alice Childress titled Mojo, A Black Love Story, and String. The shows open at this Thursday, the 21st of September, and run through Sunday, the 24th. We'll be showing at Loyola's Lower Depth Theater at 8 p.m. on all of those days. Lauren, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess first, you just want to tell us a little bit about the shows that are going to be running this weekend?
Sure. So they are two short plays. Mojo, A Black Love Story, is about a couple who were once married, who have some unfinished business. And so it's a challenging relationship. It's a tough relationship, but it's also sweet and tender. String is actually an adaptation of a German play called String, and explores class and respectability politics within the African-American community. And it centers around a character named Joe. You don't know much about Joe. You don't know if he has a home, if he doesn't have a home, if he has money, if he doesn't have money, if he's mentally ill, or if he is not mentally ill. So everything is based on assumptions, and money comes up missing at the picnic. And so the play, you know, revolves around the assumptions we make about others.
Mm-hmm. And these plays are both put together by Alice Childress, who is an important writer for you. Could you tell us a little bit about her?
Absolutely. So, yeah, Alice Childress is really a treasure. She is a very skillful, masterful playwright. She wrote primarily in the 60s and 70s. She's best known for her play Wine in the Wilderness. She is the first Black woman playwright to win an Obie Award, which is a prestigious theater award. She's the first Black woman playwright to be produced professionally in the United States. And she would have had a play move to Broadway, except she refused to change the end of her play. She had a play about race relations, and she did not, you know, create a happy ending that the producers wanted for the play. And so Lorraine Hansberry went on to be the first Black woman produced on Broadway for Raisin in the Sun. And so for as much critical acclaim that Alice Childress received, she is also one of the most underproduced playwrights in American theater, which is stunning. And when you read her work or you see her work produced, you just really wonder why she isn't spoken of like August Wilson, or even Tennessee Williams. I mean, she's that masterful at playwriting. And yeah, so it's always kind of been like a burning desire to bring more people into the know about her. And I'm just really grateful for this opportunity for more people to see and hear her words.
You had mentioned before how it was, you know, hard to find any actual productions of her work. And that seems like a really exciting thing about what y'all are doing is just creating that history that doesn't exist. And, you know, I remember you had mentioned before something about trying to find reviews even of it. And
yeah, and I think that's the interesting thing, or the thing that was the aha moment for me. You know, we toss around this word marginalized all the time, you know, and as a Black woman playwright writing in the 60s and 70s, I think her work was definitely, you know, put in the outside of what was considered mainstream theater, you know, of the time. And even today, you know, people are marginalized in that way. And their work is placed on the perimeter of this idea of the American theater canon. Mm-hmm. And so, like, examining what are the real consequences of that. So when you're marginalized and you're not considered mainstream, and therefore your work isn't produced as often, you can't find a history of it. And so it's almost like this idea of, you know, did it ever really exist?
Yeah.
You know? And I was saying, like, if, you know, if it's the whole thing of if the tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, you know, does it make a sound? And so just this idea of someone as great as she was being rendered invisible is kind of heartbreaking. And it's like a warning to, I think, for me as a theater maker, as an artist of color, to not let that happen to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think that speaks so much to, you know, the ways that histories are written and the ways that, you know, I mean, I think exactly what you're saying about marginalization mm-hmm. really applies to so many different realms yes. of the record, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in a lot of ways, I mean, it sounds like Alice Childress and producing her work really speaks to what this company you're working with, No Dream Deferred, is trying to do. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So, yeah, No Dream Deferred is an idea that kind of was born out of, you know, putting these two plays together. A few of my colleagues and I got together and collaborated on, you know, what would happen if we could just, you know, focus on and highlight the works of marginalized playwrights, playwrights of color, non-English speaking playwrights, LGBTQ playwrights, and really try to move those stories center stage instead of letting them live on the outside of whatever this idea is. Because to me, honestly, it's amazing because it's like nothing is more American than having a mixture of, you know, aesthetics and narratives, you know. So it's so this idea that American theater can only be one thing is wrong, you know. So we want to highlight and hold up the work of those playwrights, and we also want to focus on and prioritize cultural relevancy here in New Orleans. One of the things that's always been so shocking to me is we live in a city that's some 60% African American, but you wouldn't know it to look on our stages or behind the stages or in the arts leadership, especially when it comes to theater. And so how relevant, how influenced by is the work that we're seeing on the stages if there is a large portion of the population not present? And so prioritizing that, what matters to this community? How can we create a theater space that is anchored in what this community is, what their shared vision for where they're headed, and also honors their history and their past?
Wow. It's a lot of great, you know, important things to be thinking about. And it sounds like, you know, a lot that comes out of working a lot with the theater communities here in New Orleans. So I understand that you're doing this project in partnership with Southern Whip, where you have been working for the last year or so.
Yes. So this production is in partnership with Southern Whip Theater, which is really exciting because, you know, we're incubating a larger idea for when Southern Rep moves to Bayou Road. Southern Rep Theater is moving to Bayou Road into the former St. Rose de Lima Church. And the vision for that is to also incubate other small theater companies. And so this partnership is really indicative of their commitment to that, to supporting the artistic community and also to making their commitment to cultural relevancy as well.
Great. I guess, do you have any other thoughts that that sort of feel pertinent to that? I mean, I guess one question I have is what are the thoughts of you and the folks at No Dream Deferred going down the line?
I would love to see, I think the vision is that No Dream Deferred is a collective of artists. And so like we create an engine for this work to continue. And so, you know, people who have ever felt like they were historically, they are marginalized individuals or, you know, communities that have less visibility or aren't as empowered in New Orleans, can grab some of that power back when it comes to the arts and theater, and they can create as often as they want, whenever they want. And so there's no more waiting to be let into certain art spaces and, you know, waiting to be ushered in and then ushered out. It's like this constant thing that can continue. And so this collective would plan, you know, a season or, you know, some sort of offering, and everybody would work together to make those things happen. So yeah, so just kind of like, in a way, like a microcosm of what community is supposed to be anyway. Yeah.
That's really great. Is there a website for No Dream Deferred if folks want to just get involved and learn more about it?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about it, please visit www.nodreamdeferrednola.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Lauren. No Dream Deferred will be showing a double feature of Mojo, A Black Love Story, and String by Alice Childress this Thursday, the 21st through Sunday, the 24th of September at the Loyola Lower Depths Theater at 8 p.m. You can learn more and buy tickets at southernrep.com or by calling 504-522-6545. Stay with us.